So why don't we take a look at another question? So yeah. One of the questions on the bright pink sticky was the parking UBTI really seriously? And that was our question. We have at Blaziken and Vetterling numerous clients who are like, really? Seriously, it can't apply to me. It must not apply to me. But yes.
And how stupid. I mean, let's just say.
Come on out. Get it out of your system,
this
Jim.
This is one of the stupidest laws Congress has ever passed, along with the siloing. I mean, just all of the UBIT provisions that they put in the Jobs Act. It's just amazing how it has no tax policy reason and just has no basis in understanding of the tax-exempt world. But we do have to live with it.
Well, we do have to live with it. And, you know, the basics of it, throw in here if I need you, is that, you know, if you incur costs that are not taxable in an employee's pay for their parking and certain transit costs, that those costs become subject to unrelated business income tax, even though they are not income. Let's go with it. So we had a clarification in December from the IRS that gave us finally more information, because obviously this has been around since the last week of December 2017 without any guidance for any nonprofit as to what to do. They have not said they're going to waive the penalties for not having made quarterly payments throughout 2018, but we are hoping that just because they didn't tell anyone what to do for a full year, that they might waive any types of penalties for that. And so, you know, I think the idiotic part is that we initially thought it had to do with, if you have a valuable parking spot, what's the fair value of that to the employee, correct? But that's not it at all. You can be in Podunk America and you have costs to maintain your parking lot for your employees. And if the employees utilize it more than 50% of the time, you're going to end up paying a tax on the cost for that parking lot.
Right.
And so it doesn't matter whether the parking lot's worth anything or whether even that an employee would have to pay to park at all.
Right. And the there is a sense, if you went to the session on the Hill yesterday, that this is a provision that we think will be repealed, but it's not going to happen. It's already too late for 2018. And so as you're preparing your 990 or getting to prepare your returns, you're going to have to file a 990T too, even if you've never filed one before. And one of the biggest mistakes that Congress made in this whole thing is they made it applicable to churches.
Yes.
And that was just dumb, because you don't go after the churches. And so many of us, that's the one reason why I really think it will get repealed.
Right.
Because it will be a nonpartisan issue. If you can, you know, kind of unite the people who really understand the tax code a little bit and all the people who are getting pressure from the churches, that might do it.
So we are trying to not only be calm with our clients, but let's be reasonable. What's the reasonable approach to this? I think if any of you were in other sessions, you know, if you've got reserve spots, you already have a little bit of an issue. We kind of joke in our office that, you know, perhaps you have until now, till March 31st, to yank all those reserve spots off those parking spots. And perhaps for that key doctor or senior minister, you might say something like, God wants the senior minister to park here. Or something that might let people know, not that it's a reserve spot, but that it's a spot that, you know, there's key people who might want to park here, that it might be nice to leave that parking spot for them. But no, on another note, we really, really are trying to work with our clients to just be reasonable about what you're doing with it. There are some who are going to take their reserve spots off. And the reason they are is because it gets them below the 50% usage by employees mark.
Which means the public is using the other 50% or people who come for services You know, if it's a social service organization or a church.
Right, or museum or zoo, right, or all of those entities.